Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. My goodness, where to start today? One of the things that we haven't talked about, Alan, and it came to a head yesterday, is Hong Kong and the protests that have been going on, and they got a little bit more intense as the airport was shut down and the military was brought in.
Well, look, David, I have no doubt that what was going to happen is that President Xi and the communist hierarchy were going to move in. They made that clear. They moved a whole bunch of vehicles around. They said that everybody would be punished and would pay. And if it was a question of losing a little bit of face or losing their control, because if they lost in Hong Kong, who knows what it would have spread to. I said, to some consternation on the part of our panel the other day, that in the end there was no question that the Chinese leadership would move in. We know what happened at Tiananmen, and we know that when faced with having to lose their power, they were going to move. And that's what a dictatorship does. That's what this dictatorship did. And they, in fact, showed that sign. I had no doubt that that's what was going to happen. Now the airport is working again.
The tariffs and the issue of trade with China, Alan, the U.S. has delayed now the China tariffs until stores stock up for the holidays.
Well, talk about losing your power. The Chinese weren't going to do it, and Trump is sitting there in the White House, and they're seeing the stock market in free fall, and they say, we got to do something. And they do it. They announce that it's going to be put off till after the holidays. Now, what's interesting about this is that Trump is a guy who has always claimed that the Chinese would be paying. But in this latest round, he certainly seems to have admitted that it was the American public that was going to be paying, which is interesting because it certainly deviates from the line that he gave us up until now. He is a guy who sits there and says, I'm not losing power, and if it means I have to reverse myself, I'll reverse myself. His base doesn't care. They don't move. They're in great support of him. And the stock market says, okay, phew, we'll just erase the debt that we accumulated the last couple of days in terms of the deficit in the stock market.
The president out visiting a chemical plant yesterday, Alan. He railed against China, former President Barack Obama, and the news media. Some of the quotes included things like, I like trucks.
David, this is so dangerous, it defies our imagination. It is really dangerous. This is what people of totalitarian dictatorship have always done. They change reality, they lie, they push the pieces as much as they can, and that is what this president is doing. His own immigration chief is now rewriting the words of Emma Lazarus on the Statue of Liberty. They are now saying that the way that this has to be done is that people who come to this country have to have resources, otherwise we're not going to let them in. Now, to be fair, and I don't know, this is a tough one, there are other countries that do that. You can't go unless you have sufficient resources to maintain yourself. And he is just picking up on that. It is not the history of the United States. My grandparents came. Your grandparents came. I don't know that they need public assistance, but I do know that they work very hard. My grandfather carried seltzer bottles on his back. He sold insurance. It is the way that it has always been in this country. And what we are seeing now is a discrimination unlike anything that we have seen up until now.
Well, California's Trump tax return law raises fears of Republican lockout. Did you see the story, Alan? California's new law requiring candidates' tax returns may be aimed at Donald Trump, but its most consequential effects would likely be felt down ballot if it survives a legal challenge.
Well, look, it's going to end up in the Supreme Court of the United States. And as I've said so many times, the Supreme Court of the United States is Donald Trump's friend. At least the majority of that court is now. And it makes a point, all right, but whether it survives legal challenges or not is another whole story. Now, the fact that other people on the ballot are going to be damaged by this just tells you that there are going to be other reasons that these courts are going to shill for those people who need that kind of protection.
Despite a number of conspiracy theories, the Justice Department says two guards assigned to watch Jeffrey Epstein when he killed himself in a Manhattan jail have been placed on administrative leave, and the facility's warden has been temporarily reassigned. That's what we do know.
Well, what else are you going to expect to have happen? If something happened in which these guards left Epstein alone, it could either be assigned to the people who may have said, take it easy there, you don't need to do it. We've heard different stories. We've heard that the lawyer Sears asked for it, I know one thing. There must be an awful lot of people who are breathing a sigh of relief. And they aren't the poor guys at the bottom of the chain. Obviously, those are the people who get punished all the time. The people who may or may not know more, some of the most important people in the United States, as I say, are breathing a sigh of relief, and we are unlikely to know whether anybody called the shot.
Well, Alan, the day has arrived. Hundreds of new sexual abuse cases are expected to be filed today in New York as the one-year look-back window in the Child Victims Act opens. Targets include the Catholic Church, the Boy Scouts, public school districts, and hospitals, among others.
Yep, there will be those who have been wronged who will file today. That's what the law says. That's what the look-back is going to allow. I think it is clear that the American people have had enough of this, and there will be a certain amount of chaos as a result of this look-back.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us.